It's an interesting word, because when you think about expectation, you're thinking about some desire that you believe would happen. You bring in hope. We all have hope. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that surely there is a hereafter, and the expectation of the righteous shall not be dashed. That's Proverbs 23:18. Some versions says the hope of a right standing person will not be cut off. But so you look at hope, you look at expectation, you have a longing, a desire. But then you have an expectation that it will come to pass. So when you think about expectation, you're thinking about that longing that you believe would happen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you have hope and you don't expect anything to happen, nothing would happen. You can have a longing, a desire that, you know, it will be. But if you're not expectant, it will not be. It will not happen. And expectation comes with action. So we talk about faith. The action is exercising your faith. I believe God can do something. I believe God will do something for me. How do I exercise my faith? That is the action. If you look at Mark 11:24, you know, Jesus Christ was saying something. They said that, you know, whenever we pray, that whatever we ask for when we pray, we should believe that we'll have them, and we shall have them. It says, therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. It's one thing to have a hope. It's another thing to have an expectation. And that expectation comes with faith. Amen. Amen. You know, this month, we're having our conference, and the theme for the conference is soaring on eagle's wings. Soaring on eagle's wings. And the theme is taken from Isaiah 40:31. It says, but those who wait on the Lord, Isaiah 40:31. It says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Those who wait on the Lord, their strength will be renewed. They will soar high. They will run. They will not get tired. They will walk. They will not faint. Mounting up with wings as eagles, it comes, or it's preceded by waiting on God. There is a task for people that will mount up with wings as eagles. There's something they need to do. They need to trust in the Lord. They need to wait on the Lord. That is the expectation. My prayer is that as we go through this month, you know, we will wait on God. We'll trust him expectantly. When he says that the expectation of the righteous person in Proverbs will not be dashed, that means you need to have an expectation. You need to have an expectation. If you want to soar on eagle's wings, if you want to be the best you've been called to be, we're talking about excellence. And this month, the theme that we're running with for the whole month, aside from the conference, is to remind ourselves what we've been called to. You've been called to excellence. I've been called to excellence. I mean, I pray that no member of this congregation, because we can't keep preaching it and not living it. I pray that no member of this congregation will just be, okay, I always use the word mediocre. I pray that none of us will be mediocre Christians. I pray that none of us will just be just there. You know, there are some people that they're just there. They're average. Describe the person. Oh, is 5'7", slim, about 90 kg. You're describing everybody. I pray that none of us will be lost in the crowd, whichever crowd it is. But that, you know, the Bible says that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. That's what it says. So God created you as you are. He created you to be unique, to be distinct. He created you to excel. Not to be lost in the crowd. Not to just be one of the numbers. And my prayer is that none of us will, you know, just be one of the numbers. We've been called to excellence. We've been called to excellence. But you might ask yourself, in what have you been called to excellence? I would respond and say that, in what have you not been called to excellence? Excellence is not something that, okay, spiritually, I'm up there. I pray, I fast, you know, I lay hands and the dead are raised. Fantastic. How about other aspects of your life? So in your works, in your studies, in your relationship, there are so many areas that you should be excellent at. Amen. Colossians 3, verse 23. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. It says, and whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. The NIV version says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Some other versions use the word wholeheartedly. Some use the word enthusiastically. So whatever you do, do it wholeheartedly. Whatever you do, do it enthusiastically. Whatever you do, work with all your heart. I like the Amplified version. It says, whatever you do, whatever your task may be, whatever the task may be, work from the soul. That is, put in your very best effort. Put in your very best effort as something done for the Lord and not for men. Amen. So when we talk about excellence, what is it that you've been called to do? What is it that you do? And how do you do it? So just out of interest, how many people came in here this morning and thought, oh, the backdrop is not up? Anyone? Just thought to yourself, oh, the backdrop is not up. Or did anybody even notice that the backdrop is not there? It is well. What have you been called to do? God has not called you to just make up numbers. God has not called you to make up numbers. So what is it that you do? What have you been called to do? I was challenging some. I said that if you were singing the tenor with folks, maybe that's what God wants you to do. Are you in the choir? Are you in the ushering department? What are you doing? How committed are you to what you do? You want to be excellent. You need to give your all. That word says wholeheartedly, enthusiastically. You know, sometimes when we do certain things, you almost feel as if people are forcing you to do something. If that is the case, then you're not really committed to it. If you want to be excellent, you need to go out, all out. You want to be excellent in what you do, you need to give your all to it. You know, sometimes when people talk about love, they say love is a 50-50 thing. So, you know, I give 50%, you give 50%. I look at it the other way. I say, you give your whole. You commit totally to it. And I believe that it's possible for you to commit totally to everything you do. Sorry, does anyone believe that? That you can commit totally to everything you do. I wouldn't embark on a task if I don't believe or if I'm not convicted to put my all to it. We're talking about an hallmark of excellence. How committed are you to what you do? I was looking at the word diligence. And diligence is described thus. It says, quietly and steadily persevering, especially in detail or exactness. So the diligent person perseveres, steadily perseveres, especially in detail and exactness. The diligent person pays careful attention and effort, takes time painstakingly to see things work out. But when you think about excellent or to excel, it's being very good to the highest quality. When you excel, you surpass others in some good quality or a range of qualities. Now, I would go far to say that you cannot excel without being diligent. We're being said we'd be called to excellence. If you're not diligent at what you do, and that was what Paul was telling the people of Colossae, that, you know, whatever you do, do it as to God. Whatever you find yourself doing, whatever task, if you really want to excel, all right, let's break it down. If you're a student and you want to excel in your studies, you want to get a first or a distinction, you need to study. You need to read. You need to engage with your assessments. And you need to put time into it. If you don't, the outcome would not come. The Bible says that you should study to show yourself approved. You're not showing yourself approved to man, but to God. If you want to get that first or that distinction, if you don't apply yourself, if you don't diligently study, you're not going to get it. You want to get, I think there's, is it A star star or something like that? There's something like that? A star with distinction. Okay, that's not just an A star, right? So you don't just want to get an A star. You want to get an A star with a distinction. Man, you've got to read. You've got to study. Thank God for natural talents. Some of us have natural talents. But your natural talents will only get you so far. Some of us, we don't read. Praise the Lord. Sorry, I'm not picking on the young folks. But you see some students, they go to class. No pen. No paper. You know, thank God for the generation of students we have now. They've got photographic memories. They just go to class, they can listen for 1 hour, 2 hours, and everything sticks. They don't even write anything. And I think to myself, I mean, growing up, there was a song that they used to sing about how education wasn't complete without the cutlass and the hoe. In case some people know what I'm talking about. But now, it's not even, I mean, cutlass and hoe is one thing, but pen and paper. Education without pen and paper. And then the next week, you ask the students, okay, what did we talk about last week? Nobody knows. If you want to excel, you need to be diligent. In your workplace, you need to be diligent. In the task that's been committed to your hands, you have to be diligent. Because really, when you think about soaring on eagle's wings, flying high, excelling, you have to put in the time and the effort. It is by grace, no doubt. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. It is by God's grace. Diligence will allow you to be in the right place God has called you to be. Proverbs 22:29. It says, do you see a man that is diligent in his work? Or a man, the New King James Version says, do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings and not before known men. King James Version says, do you see a man diligent in his work, in his business? He will stand before kings and not ordinary men. Proverbs 12:24 takes it a bit further. It says that the hand of the diligent will rule, but the slack hand will be put to forced labor. So that if you're skilled at what you do, you'll find yourself interacting with those in authority. But not only would you interact with those in authority, you will be in a place of authority yourself. Do you want to excel? You need to apply yourself. Amen. Now, some people might think, oh, I don't have what it takes to excel. And you might look at yourself and think, I'm not the best. I'm not quite good enough. But like we said, God says you're fearfully and wonderfully made. One thing about God is it's him that does it. You look at Daniel 5:12, you look at Daniel 6:3, those verses talk about Daniel having an excellent spirit in him. So every testimony that was given about Daniel was tied to the fact that a spirit of excellence was in him. Now you have that spirit in you. You have that same spirit in you, but you need to stir up that spirit. Amen. Amen. You know, in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, during the week, we were talking about the book of Ephesians, Paul wrote to the people in Ephesus. Now, we noticed something in that book. Paul was in prison while he wrote that book. And he said all manner of inspirational words. I particularly like chapter 3, verse 20. It says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And I look at this simple verse. Say that for you to excel, one, you need to think it. You need to think it. You want to excel, you need to think it. We started by talking about hope and expectation. Do you believe that you can excel? Do you think you can excel? Do you think you can be the best that you're called to be? Do you look at yourself and think, oh, they're all better than me? Or do you look at yourself and think, they've got nothing on me? Because that's where God wants you to be. He wants you to see yourself and think, I can be the best. What do you think about yourself? Secondly, you need to ask. It says, to him who is able to do abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So you think it, you believe it, but you know that it's not you. You know that it's God that makes it happen. So you go to him. Bible says, you know, if you ask, you'll receive. If you seek, you'll find. Do you believe that it's possible? Yes. Do you ask? You need to think it. You need to believe it. And it says, whatever you ask, believe that you receive it and you will have it. Amen. The third point there, it says that the power already works in you because you're a child of God. It says, according to the power that works in you. So the power, the grace to excel is already in you. So don't sell yourself short. You've been called to be excellent. You've been called to excel. as we go through this month, I just want to encourage us, you know, go with that word. You've been called to excel. You've been called to be different. You can be the best in whatever sphere. Whatever your hand finds to do, whatsoever you're doing, do it wholeheartedly. Do it with enthusiasm. Do it with conviction. And God will take you to that place of excellence. Amen. Shall we rise to pray? Today's Thanksgiving Sunday. It's the first Sunday in the month of November. This month, we're looking at excellence. We're looking at being called to excellence. In what areas has God called you to excellence? Are you walking in excellence as it is? Perhaps you're here and you're thinking to yourself, I don't have what it takes. I use myself as an example. The first job I got, I was the least qualified. At least from my point of view, I was the least qualified. Yet, I got the job. And people were asking, who do you know? Not only did I get the job, within the space of a short time, I was promoted. Is it because I'm good? No, but it was by His grace. You think you don't have what it takes. I applied for a job, and they went out of their way to create a post that was not existent because of God's grace. Indeed, His grace is sufficient for you. But what do you think of yourself? What do you see of yourself? We read in the Old Testament about the spies that were sent to spy the land. They saw themselves as grasshoppers. And we're told that so they were in the sight of those who beheld them. How do you see yourself? Don't sell yourself short, because God has awesome plans for you. He wants to take you to places. He wants you to soar on eagle's wings. He wants you to walk upon the high places. Just one word of prayer for yourself this afternoon. Lord, help me. All that it will take to be that man, to be that woman that You've called me to be. Even if you don't believe it's possible, that man prayed. He said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. He is there for you as you exercise your faith, as you believe, as you expect it to be, so shall it be in the name of Jesus. And so, Heavenly Father, we want to say thank You for a new month. We thank You, Lord, for this month that You're taking us to greater heights. For this month that You're going to cause us to soar on wings like eagles. For this month that You'll cause us to walk upon our high places. Father, we pray, O God, that as we go through this month, we will think the best of ourselves. What You would have us be, we will start believing in ourselves. Lord, we will commune with You that You will do the best for us. In the mighty name of Jesus. As Paul prayed in the book of Philippians, I said, forgetting the things that are behind me, I press towards the mark of the high calling. I pray, Father, for each and every one of us that will press forward towards the mark of the high calling in the name of Jesus. Lord, we commit the rest of the day and the new week into Your hands. That, Lord, in every way, in every step we'll take, Your name alone will be glorified. Blessed be Your name, Father. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.